Betty Henderson, SSRIstories.com. That's why this radio show is so important. We bring you all these activists, all these researchers. I want to just add, in closing with our guest, before Wayne Madsen comes up, that I have had countless neurologists, brain surgeons, psychologists, psychiatrists, medical doctors on, going back over a decade, breaking all this down. And we forced it now onto the drug labels. We forced it into the media. And now it's common knowledge. But 10 years ago, I get laughed at. Oh, yeah, Prozac made the people do the shooting. Sure they did. So let's continue. Because under the New Freedom Initiative, you never really commented on that. You are aware of the New Freedom Initiative where they want to put half the kids on drugs?
Well, yes, I am aware, too, and of the Mothers Act where they want to put mothers who are pregnant and having children and so forth, they want to diagnose them and see if they have, you know, have depression and so forth. Are you aware of the Mothers Act?
Oh, absolutely. When a woman goes in to have the child, they're already doing it here in Austin, they have a computer on the wall and it's hooked into the health department. They ask, do you have money? Is your husband nice to you? Do you have trouble paying your bills? And then they can say your kid's at risk. The mother wonders why the CPS is there trying to take the kid. But also, they then, yes, try to say having a baby is mental illness. It's not natural. Of course not. And that we're going to put you on these drugs. Yeah, tell folks about that.
Well, on SSRI Stories Index, there's 46 cases of postpartum depression where the mother killed herself and usually the baby. Because she was taking an SSRI. I mean, they're trying to say that this was the postpartum depression did instead of the drug.
No. Ma'am. This is all done on purpose. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, the locals implementing or compartmentalized, they don't know. But it's the same problem, reaction, solution. It's like when the vaccines kill babies, it came out in court, they knew. They would just say the mother had shaken the baby when really it was an autoimmune response. That's why they had blood on the brain. And then they would go ahead and arrest the mom because the hospital killed them with the at-birth vaccine. It expands from there. They know the SSRIs are making the mothers kill their kids. So then they say, oh, everybody's got to be on it. That's the problem. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's usually what they say. You're right there.
Well, it's pure evil, ma'am. Pure evil. It's all by design. But I bet you're a nice person. I bet you don't think they're doing it by design, do you?
I don't think what?
You're a nice person. I bet you think the system isn't doing it by design.
I don't know if they're doing it by design. I think they're doing it for a number of reasons. Well, there's greed, of course, from the pharmaceutical companies nationally. And then they have all their lobbyists up there in Washington, D.C. paying people off. And then, of course, the sales representatives, they influence the doctors, and there's advertising on TV. You can't hardly watch, you know, TV without seeing these ads for Paxil and Cymbalta and Lexapro and Celexa and all the SSRIs, you know. And so I think that it's, I don't know. Do you think it's 1984 and it's summer?
Yes, ma'am. Let me give you the document points. Go to whatistheendgame.com because you're a great researcher. That's a bibliography for my film, Endgame.
Okay.
Read those documents, but yes. The United Nations first solicitor general, his full title was Aldous Huxley, Director General UNESCO. They say this is the plan. And you can also read Bertrand Russell saying it's the plan, Nobel Prize winner. So, yes, ma'am. And I know that's shocking, but it's all engineered. It's all by design. It's so cold-blooded. It dwarfs just any evil ever committed in history. And, of course, their guild members, their low-level priests don't know. You know, they're filling the priest role. Like Hitler said his Gestapo was a priesthood. And you have the Vatican with the Jesuits, a priesthood. So a priesthood is a model of kind of an inner party enforcer. But that's what they actually call the psychologist and psychologists is their new priesthood. And they give people the poisons and the death and control. But that is to carry out the overall eugenics.
All right. I agree, though. Of course, the psychiatrist started the eugenics movement. Eugenics went into Hitler loved the eugenics, so.
Yes, ma'am. You will find that. Listen, I've learned a lot from you, and hopefully this has been symbiotic in spreading the word. I'd love to have you back up. The website's incredible. SSR Stories, SSRIstories.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Take care. Wayne Madsen coming up. Stay with us. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold?
It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you will understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Is an investigative journalist, nationally distributed columnist, and author who has covered Washington, D.C. politics, national security, and intelligence issues since 1994. He has written for The Village Voice, The Progressive, CAQ, Counterpunch, the intelligence newsletter based in Paris. Madsen is the author of Genocide and Covert Operations in Africa, 93 to 99, and co-author of America's Nightmare, The Presidency of George Bush II, and the forthcoming Jaded Task, Big Oil, Black Ops, and Brass Plates. That's actually out now. Madsen is also the author of The Handbook of Personal Data Protection, Macmillan, an acclaimed reference book on international data protection law. Madsen is a former U.S. Naval officer who has assigned to the National Security Agency during the Reagan administration. He also had 20 years experience in computer security and data privacy. He has also worked for the Naval Data Automation Command, Department of State, RCA Corporation, and Computer Science Corporation, which now owns Dyncorp, I would add. Going to Wayne Madsen for the 50 minutes we have with you, sir, I want to get into a host of issues, because Wayne doesn't make stuff up. There's a lot of reporters and a lot of people that are alternative media that mix in disinfo. I've heard him say a lot of wild things and things that sound wild and always turns out later to be true. And you know, he helped us expose the fact that clearly the D.C. madam was murdered, and he did work with her. Interviewing her and went to dinner with her shortly before she died. He's broken just hundreds of major news stories, so it's always great having him. And I was talking to him. I said, I want to get into Obama's visit to the Middle East. Is that the capitulation? The West admitting their setup of the Muslim world, their takeover hasn't worked. I want to talk about the economy, the banks taking over, admitting they're raising interest rates in reality, using the hoarded money to buy up the system. I wanted to get into Africa. Com here in the U.S., AFRICOM over there, now dominating, trying to take over. He wrote a book about that 8-9 years ago, so I want to discuss that today. A host of issues with him, but the first thing that I want to get into is something he mentioned kind of the tail end of our little off-air discussion, David Carradine. Now, David Carradine's father was in some weird Hollywood secret societies, and there are quite a bit of those, but Aleister Crowley. Carradine, I know some people that knew him, was into the New World Order, supposedly getting anti-New World Order, was working, and even some of his lawyers and friends said on Larry King, on coming out against secret societies. That was on CNN, not just InfoWars.com. And clearly there were different stories out of the police and looked like he might have been murdered. Some family and friends said he was murdered. Then the classic MO of being threatened said, okay, he wasn't murdered. So Wayne Madsen out of the gates has a lot of international connections and always breaks news here. So Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. Tell us about Carradine first.
Well, Alex, I spent 2 years ago, I went over to Bangkok to investigate the use of child prostitutes by U.S. diplomats primarily, but also visiting U.S. VIPs, including members of Congress. I got to know a lot of the people who investigate this type of sordid behavior in Bangkok. And what I'm getting is that there is a burgeoning sadomasochism S&M scene in Bangkok. There's a number of S&M clubs that are attracting a lot of Hollywood types, American, British, and French diplomats, as well as visiting VIPs from other countries, politicians included. And it's a possibility because of people I know who have spoken to the Thai police that what sometimes happens is that one of these VIPs will be visiting one of these S&M clubs, either have a heart attack or OD on drugs or even drink too much booze and die from alcohol poisoning. And what they do is the clubs don't want the publicity. They're quietly removed back to the hotel. So one of the last things we heard from the Thai police was, whether anyone else was involved in the Carradine situation, which could have been that he died of a heart attack from engaging in some in what they is known in England, of course, as the rough trade. And so there's a possibility that they're looking to see if his body was removed from one of these S&M clubs. There's three well-known Barbar, AZ, and Demonia. And that he was placed back into his hotel room to make it look like he died there alone.
Yeah, amazing. Expanding on that, one of his ex-wives, but people do make things up. Until I got older, I didn't realize the penchant that a lot of women have for just making up wild stories, but it seems like more and more the culture does. But Carradine is from multiple sources. But she said in the divorce, she divorced him because he was doing dangerous sex acts.
Right. I'm always dubious about taking ex-wives. they do tend to be somewhat vindictive. But we have two of his ex-wives actually now saying he was into the kind of kinky stuff.
Yeah. And what do they call it where the people choke themselves?
Yes. This is one of the theories was autoerotic asphyxiation.
That's a big fancy name. I mean, do you think there's anything to that? Because that's what they're pretty much saying. He was in there choked in the closet.
Well, I have to say one thing. After investigating a couple of strange, quote-unquote, death-like deaths in Britain, one of the things that has happened in Britain is people have been found in what appears to be autoerotic asphyxiation, but it's a perfect type of situation if you don't want the family asking a lot of questions. If these people are murdered and it's made to look like this is the situation, the families do not want to go there. They do not want to,
Exactly. Over and over again, it's done to make it look embarrassing.
Very embarrassing, and no questions asked, and the families don't want any further investigation. Case closed, as far as the police are concerned, Ben.
Wayne, in my life experience, all of a sudden I was dating this girl, and she suddenly clawed bloody rakes in my back and said, "Don't you like that?" And I said, "Is blood running down my back?" I said, "No, I'm not into pain." And so I guess I'm kind of a weirdo because I'm not into pain. But studying the New World Order and studying it throughout history, what is it about elites and people that get into power that they like inflicting pain and receiving pain? What's going on here? I mean, because I know you've studied the elite psychology. Why do I keep reading even in mainstream news that, well, the head of Formula One got in trouble for it, that England is this capital of hardcore S&M? What is this?
Well, I think it's a power trip for some people. It's aberrant, it's deviant, but they know they can get away with it because they travel in the circles that allow them to basically do what they want to do without any sort of pressure coming on them. And I would note that there are members of the British royal family that are well known to be into this type of thing. I think it's the power trip. Some of it may have to do with, these various societies that have these weird initiation rituals. We certainly know there's a quite a few of those, and you look at the Skull and Bones, and it's rather a deviant type of initiation ritual that goes on there. But it's not the only.
And for those
one.
That don't know, tell folks what our Christian conservative leaders predominantly. There's also liberals families there. They're being urinated on. They're masturbating in coffins. I mean, that's the MO from pretty credible sources. Wayne Madsen, from your journalistic reports, what do you know about Skull and Bones behavior?
Well, basically, it's what you say. The initiation. There's a event called tapping where they'll tap somebody to join. They go through this this initiation ritual. Which entails someone being in a coffin and all this sort of weird exchange of bodily fluids goes on. I think it goes back to even more ancient secret societies going back hundreds and hundreds of years that had some.
That's what I was going to say is. You hear about these attorneys where they beat people up or they have sex with animals, and it's like, oh, this isn't a ritual. The head guy just wears a hood and candles and does this because that's what we do. Well, why do they do that? And it's really hidden in plain view that these fraternities, a lot of them, are really the kind of the courtyard entryway into real secret societies that, like you said on record, go back thousands of years because intelligence agencies of old were just called secret societies.
Right, and I think a lot of people have been through various initiations. I was initiated into the Elks Lodge and the American Legion, and I mean that's a ceremony. But I think what separates them from some of these other groups is some of that stuff is just it's bizarre, and I don't know why anyone would want to be involved in that type of thing. But again, I think it's the fact that they have the goods on one another. It's this sort of like wink, wink, nod, nod. Situation. I recall in the 2004 campaign that Tim Russert, for all of his faults, he had the guts to ask both Kerry and Bush in interviews about the Skull and Bones. Of course, he got nothing from either one of them. But I have to hand it to him for at least asking. Not many people tread on that ground.
Yeah, when we come back, I'll play that clip. Kerry said, not much because it's a secret. And he says, there's a lot of secrets, but I'm not going to talk about it. I mean, imagine two guys related on every side of their family, not just cousins, one way, but it's like a breed of dog. They're both totally related to each other. And you got 10 people every year initiated into it. They were at the school during the same 4 or 5 years together, different year classes. What is the chances of having those two men running against each other for president, Wayne Madsen?
Well, I think it's more than just coincidental.
Yeah, in Skull and Bones, for those that don't know, it is a classic satanic ritual. The devil has you be reborn in a coffin, reborn to the host of hell. It is a worship of piratical enslavement of the general public. We'll be right back with Wayne Madsen.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. And let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement, a personality cultist, who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If we could all see the germs that we encounter each day, we might have a different outlook on how we view our surroundings. In the past, you may not have put too much thought into it, but with the current health risks in the world today, it's impossible to ignore it. There is a solution, and it's called Hazard. Hazard utilizes a fogging device that disinfects, sanitizes, and protects against influenza, viruses, bacteria, allergen, mold, and more. It's tough on germs, but not on children and pets. You'll receive the fogger, liquid concentrate, enough to make up to 32 gallons of germ-killing power, 3 respirators, goggles, protective suit, and heavy-duty gloves. Order right now at Hazard.com, and you'll receive double the order of liquid concentrate. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or visit Hazard.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Protect, prepare. Get your Hazard today.
Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder.
We're going to take your calls the next segment for Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com, specifically for Wayne Madsen, I would ask, but he can talk about any subject. He's as knowledgeable as I am, and perhaps more so on many subjects on a broad range of issues. So we always love having him on with us. WayneMadsenReport.com is a great place to get a lot of key information. 1-800, the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Going back to Wayne Madsen. Wayne, there's so much to talk about here. Let's get into the economy. AP reported that, banks are hoarding the money and that interest rates have really gone up in reality, though they're at zero supposedly, and that big banks are using the collapse as a way to take over internationally. So this is really right out in the open. Give us your take on that and what the rumblings are on in Washington. Yeah, they've already gotten $14.8 trillion in 7 months, greater than the GDP. I mean, is there any amount they won't be given, or is this just... Are we going to start calling Fed Chairman Ed Bernanke the first, and then his son will be the prince, and then his son after him, like North Korea or something?
Well, you know, for the first time, Alex, I talked to people who cover the Treasury Department and the Fed, and, you know, these were not always the most interesting folks to talk to because, you know, they, let's face it, the subjects they cover are rather mundane. But what I've been getting for, I guess, now 6 to 8 months is, they don't know what's going on. They talk to people who work in Treasury. They talk to people who work at the Fed, and they say, "Where's this all heading?" And they get these, you know, people shaking their head. You know, we don't know, and throwing up their arms. And I think this whole idea that we're in this uncharted territory and nobody knows what's going on is, I think, the most worrisome thing. I always thought that, you know, this kind of high level economics was something only you know, a few people can understand. Now the fact is, it doesn't seem like anyone understands.
Well, here's the MO I get from Joseph Stiglitz, as you know, Nobel Prize winner, former World Bank chief economist, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Wall Street Journal editor and assistant, you know, head of Treasury. They know what they're doing, and whether they engineered it or whether it's out of their control, they've decided to capitalize from the collapse of society, and I believe they engineered it, and the evidence shows that. And so they don't want to tell people where it's going and what's going to happen. It's just false hope because they know it means total collapse so they can consolidate, and that's why the banks are hoarding all their money.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, a few weeks back I was at for the first time I was at this White House Correspondents' Dinner, and Geithner was there, and a friend of mine asked Geithner, he said, listen, if you keep printing up money, aren't you worried about hyperinflation? And Geithner just let loose with expletive deleted and said it's not blank going to happen. It's not blank going to happen. I mean, you get the impression that the people that are running the show are incompetent. It may be that they're, you know, cleverly incompetent because the massive ripoff is taking place. But we know what happens to countries where they just print money without any other consideration, certainly not Germany.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like a Mexican standoff where everybody's aiming at everybody. China is totally invested with us. They know they're buying total crud, but we're also where they export all their goods. And so it looks like the United States can just print, but that's still going to hyperinflate things here. And then they're hyperinflating money that we're supposed to pay back as taxpayers. Any way you cut it, this is going down a very dark road. How do you see it unfolding, Wayne Madsen?
Well, I'll tell you where I see it unfolding. I think we have to look at what just recently happened in Europe with these European Union elections for the European Parliament. You know, a lot of the well-established parties just took it in the short. The British Labour Party in some constituencies finished behind, of course, the British National Front, which is the far right, you know, fascist party. They even in some parts of England they fell behind the Cornwall Nationalist Party. In Sweden, a group called the Pirate Party won their first seat. They want all software free. They want to download movies and you know, music to their heart's content. So what you saw was this like rebellious inclination in Europe, anti-establishment. And I really think that the Republicans and Democrats better start looking at the tea leaves, because what happened in Europe may happen here. Now, will that be such a bad thing if people start to put third parties, fourth parties, maybe even fifth parties into office? Maybe not, but it may take something like that to shake them up.
Excellent answer. That's exactly what I am saying. And we have these headlines about right wing takes over Europe. It's not right wing. People voted for anything but the establishment parties, but the media is making it a left-right issue. Obama is the establishment's last hurrah. If he can't bring the American people and the people of the world back to the table to be raped by the bankers some more, they know they're going to have a real political revolution. We'll be back with Wayne Madsen to talk about that.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there.
All right, we are talking to Wayne Madsen. We're going to go back to him in just a moment and some of your phone calls as well. Lewis in Texas, Patty in New York, Trina in Colorado, and others. I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. First, though, one of them is New Silver Solution, and I really believe in this. We use this in my household. We've used colloidal silver for a long time, but they've really, as it's gotten more popular, developed even better types of it. And this is nanoparticulate, and that's what makes silver so powerful, is it's so small it destroys viruses and bacteria, goes right through their cell walls. It was the old-fashioned antibiotic. And now that all the modern ones aren't working too well or aren't working at all, it's making a big comeback. And a great brand is SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. You've been down to the third world? Take a few swigs of this to knock those parasites out. You got a cold and it's bacterial? This stuff's great. Or you can use a neti pot if you've got a bacterial or viral infection up in your sinus. I've had medical doctors on who have recommended this on air. SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com. Or you can also visit the web link at Infowars.com. Really do believe in this product, and this is one of the best technologies out there with the basic silver technology. Another sponsor is eFoodsDirect.com. This is the name in storable foods, 28 years now in operation. This is where I chose to get my storable foods. Lasts more than 10 years in climate control, 10 years if it's out in the heat in your garage or attic. High quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid. Get a free brochure by calling 800-409-5633. Get prepared. Get self-sufficient. Don't be completely dependent on the man as we go into this depression. I hope you don't have to use the food, but there's a good chance you will. So get it today. Don't wait. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. And don't forget, I got to put one plug in a day that we have an online video and bookstore. It's a bookstore and video store online at Infowars.com. And it takes a lot of money to run the websites, the news sites, the websites, and all the work we do here. And PrisonPlanet.tv members that get to see the live TV show, version of the radio show, and all my films in high quality, and my book, and Paul Watson's book, and all the other things we're adding, and Burmese Live 9 to Midnight. That's all available at PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day as well, or order high quality DVDs, books, T-shirts. It's all about spreading the word, Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And don't forget to support our guests who are doing great work, like Wayne Madsen with WayneMadsenReport.com. Be sure and check that site out. Okay, Wayne, I want to throw out a few quick questions to you and then get to calls. I've been throwing questions out. My question is, what do you think's most important right now? I want to get some into Obama, but where do you see coming up on the horizon? What do you see happening in Pakistan, Afghanistan? What do you see happening domestically? What do you see happening with staged terror or any other points you think are important?
Well, I'll tell you, on the Pakistan-Afghanistan situation, it just isn't helping our cause much that we are using these remotely piloted drones to fire these missiles at wedding parties and into people's homes. There are constantly demonstrations in Afghanistan and also in Pakistan every time civilians are killed. So, you know, Obama could give 50 Cairo speeches, and in those particular areas of the Muslim world, it's going to have very little effect because they say, oh, yeah, well, I heard the speech, this outreach, but, you know, the missiles are still falling. They're still killing innocent civilians. And I think the problem Obama has is he's got a lot of retreads from the Clinton administration. Richard Holbrooke was the architect. He was the architect of this devastating war in the Balkans. Yeah, now we've got how many countries that compose the former Yugoslavia? About eight. I mean, you know, some of them are fighting each other, and there's even indications there could be more fracturing.
But isn't that the plan? Balkanize Pakistan, Balkanize Iraq, Balkanize Syria, Balkanize Saudi Arabia, Balkanize Serbia. Any sovereign nation can't be allowed to build up outside this global corporate state.
Well, I think you've got a good point there, because look at, you know, what we saw after the collapse of the Soviet Union and the Eastern Bloc was this Balkanization. If Pakistan should be Balkanized, we're talking about five or six different countries arising out of the former Pakistan, but only one, the Punjabi region, having the bomb. So it would be not the Pakistani nuclear weapon, it would be the Punjabi nuclear weapon. And that's just a recipe for a disaster when you're dealing with a neighboring country, India, which also has a lot of restive regions.
And there's going to be constant wars between those five parts until some warlord unifies it. Perfect for the globalists to have some new region to always pump their weapon systems into.
Absolutely. And, you know, and Holbrooke, of course, is the super envoy of Hillary Clinton now over to Afghanistan and Pakistan. He's also taken charge. Maybe a good thing, he has taken charge of Iran, the Iran situation, from Dennis Ross, who is very much in bed with Likud, and they want to bomb, of course, back to the Stone Age. So in the case of Iran, Holbrooke is actually the moderate, believe it or not. But it's still these people, all these council and foreign relations, this AIPAC crowd, America, Committee, the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, all these various think tanks that basically are conducting U.S. foreign policy is being conducted basically as a franchise to special interest groups. And I think that's one of the things that Obama is going to have to face here with him getting tough recently on Israeli settlements and Israel's policy against Iran. He told him he doesn't want them to attack Iran, and he wants them to halt the settlements. But Netanyahu is saying flat out no, and it's resulting in probably the worst U.S.-Israeli relations since the Suez invasion of 1956, when basically Eisenhower broke completely with the Israelis over their invasion of Egypt.
You think that's a real break because Obama was financed in large part by the Israeli lobby?
You know, and I look at Rahm Emanuel as his chief of staff and others, and I have to wonder how far can he go with having these. I mean, Emanuel during Desert Storm was serving in the Israeli army. I mean, when all of our guys, men and women, were fighting, you know, over in Kuwait and Saudi Arabia and in Iraq, here we have Emanuel serving in another country's armed forces. So how much leeway does Obama have? I wish I had my ear inside the West Wing, but I do know that Emanuel is probably one of the strongest chiefs of staff in recent memory. And in one case, he was cracking his knuckles at this cabinet meeting, and Obama said, "Rahm, I find that annoying. I wish it'd stop." He gets up and cracks his knuckles right in Obama's ear, and everybody laughs. And I think that was Emanuel's way to tell the visiting members of Congress and members of the cabinet, "Hey, I'm in charge here."
And Wayne, I have to say that everything with Obama is betrayal. He'll say he's going to do the right thing, and he always goes back on it later or puts it into some debate process, you know, while continuing with the older bad policy. So I think there's going to be a staged terror attack or something's going to happen so Obama can say, "Well, see, I tried to fix things, but now I've got to go in there." There's no way that the IDF Mossad agent, Emanuel, and all that money he got from Israel, there's no way they're not going to continue. But side issue, what are you hearing in Washington? Because I know you're right inside those intelligence meetings, covering them and for the press. The word is that Israel may go it alone and attack Iran. Would they do that without U.S. backing, or where do you see it?
Well, I don't think they logistically could. They'd have to fly over first Jordanian airspace, but then they'd have to go over Iraqi airspace, and we control Iraqi airspace. So it would have to be done with our connivance. Otherwise, they'd have to fly over Saudi airspace. Now, they could potentially get that permission because one of the little-known things about the Middle East is that Saudi Arabia
hate the Iranians, Jim.
Yeah, they're really on the same page when it comes to the Iranians, and there has been a lot of low-level intelligence cooperation between Saudi Arabia and Israel on Iran, and also with the situation with Hamas and Hezbollah in Lebanon. It's very little known, but it has been going on for a number of years. So, certainly they may like to. The only way they could actually avoid the airspace and hit Iran would be to use their submarines, Israeli submarines, and they have at least one, if not two, in the Persian Gulf at any given time with nuclear-tipped cruise missiles that could.
That's
hit,
right. Those German Dolphins. Those German Dolphins.
That's right, but they can only pack a certain amount of punch with those because they're constrained to submarine platforms. So would they basically reap more than they would sow in a situation like that? Well, you know, Iran could be expected to really retaliate in force. But we have Iranian presidential elections coming up this week, and if the moderate wins, that's going to take a lot of the wind out of the sails of Netanyahu to be talking about a strike on Iran, because everybody will be looking at further rapprochement. And if Mousavi wins that election, I think we'll have an Iranian embassy reopening in Washington in probably 6 months.
Okay, I want to go to some calls here as promised, but Wayne, I want to throw out two other points to you. I know you've got some intel on Air France. Was there any chicanery there? A lot of people have been saying that. There have been bomb threats in the days before. I want to get your take on that from your sources. But first, we remember that the CIA section chief over Afghanistan and Pakistan, and we interviewed him, wrote Jawbreaker and admitted what we already knew, that the Taliban would grab for $20,000, $25,000 bounties 14-year-old kids that couldn't find the U.S. on a map, sell them as al-Qaeda fighters, and then they would take them to Guantanamo Bay, and the government didn't care. They wanted just bodies to say, look, there's the terror threat, you know, to add validity to the war on terror. Now it's admitted that in Pakistan and Iraq, they pay people $150 per RFID chip, or it's more than RFID, little radio beacons, and that the people admit, this was in the Times of London and London Telegraph and in Wired magazine, that they then just go throw them in innocent people's houses. And that's some of why we see weddings and people being wiped out, because people will just leave these in public places and get their $150. And the Defense Department doesn't care, because they just want to say, oh, look, we identified all these terror targets to keep the mission going. It's kind of like fake body counts. Instead of having fake body counts, we'll just go ahead and blow up real weddings. And they're now using dead people at weddings as a body count and have reintroduced the body count. Your comments on that?
Well, it harkens back to what happened in Vietnam with Operation Phoenix, inflated, number of Viet Cong and VA dead. They're playing with numbers. I really think we need to get out of Iraq. We need to get out of Afghanistan and stop this bloodletting on both sides. General Petraeus, who I think is the biggest fraud ever served recently in the Pentagon, wearing a uniform, is basically still pushing a surge, and now he wants the surge in Afghanistan, and the surge has had dramatic consequences. We've had all these, the media doesn't even cover Baghdad anymore or Iraq more generally.
That's right, the deaths have gone back up now.
Exactly, and there, three servicemen here killed in a roadside bomb, four here, and nobody's even covering it. You don't even get covered
because
on the evening
Because Obama's
news.
In now. Now it's a new chapter. Move on. And then
right.
It's almost like Iraq doesn't exist.
Move on. Supports the war. That's the other thing. This progressive organization now is supporting Afghanistan and Iraq, the surge. And they've just shown themselves to be total phonies. They're not progressive. They were just in it, in it for themselves. Another George Soros-backed organization, and Soros is the, chief and most wealthy troublemaker in the world today.
What about Soros? He's had all his organs attacking me lately. It's kind of scary. All his
I joined the club. Me too. He's after me every day, and it comes from different, he has all these fun organizations, so I'm getting it from, multiple sides.
What does that mean to have Soros attacking us?
Well, I think it's good. I mean, it shows that we're not buying into his Hegelian view of the world, where he tries to create these opposition forces, and then he's going to capitalize on the chaos he creates. He puts these puppets in. He has these themed revolutions in Georgia, Ukraine. He calls them orange revolutions, tulip revolutions, and Lebanon.
But, that's
Peter.
My point, is why is he bragging at press conferences that he's behind the crisis, which he really isn't, but he's capitalizing, and saying, I'm having a great crisis, time of my life, culmination of my life. And then he's funding these eugenics movies, saying carbon footprints are big, we got to have global taxes paid to him. I mean, he's a monster.
He's just a masterful. I look at him as a foreign. He's the same as Rupert Murdoch, only, he's more insidious how he infiltrates the media, where Murdoch doesn't care. He just goes and buys newspapers and network, whereas Soros basically infiltrates or sets up his own front organization. Soros runs the old Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty now, that puts out all this propaganda that's aimed primarily at Russia, but at other countries as well, where he's up to no good.
Are you kidding? He's producing. His front groups are producing many films about me now, and I know this guy sends hit teams into countries too. It's kind of creepy, Wayne. But you don't think he'll come after us physically?
Well, I hope not. But look, the guy's a multi-billionaire, so he can do whatever whatever his money can buy. But the good thing is, there's a pushback against Soros in the Republic of Georgia. That's now an anti-Soros political party. They called him out in Moldova. He tried to stage a revolution there called the Twitter Revolution. It failed. In Ukraine, are after him. So I see that they're basically there's this reaction against Soros, and the more we expose him, the more the reaction will become, stronger against morale.
We're going to come back and cram in a few final calls for you. But real quick, tell us about Air France that disappeared. Go ahead.
I was told by people from with links to three intelligence services, British, French, and American, that look at the passenger list. There were two individuals who were getting ready to unveil their this year's survey on small arms in Geneva. They've been battling drug and weapons smugglers, the global smugglers, and they were on that flight. Very key people in the war against the proliferation against drugs and small arms, these cartels.
Well, I mean, they're talking about weird electronic interference already, and how would this super modern plane just disappear? Who was it they were trying to kill?
Well, the two individuals were Ronald Dreyer, a Swiss diplomat, and Pablo Dreyfus, who had worked with the Brazilian government to combat drug gangs and weapons and drug smuggling.
There was also a former Brazilian royal on board.
That's true, too. Well, he may have been collateral damage along with a couple other senior corporate executives.
Yeah. Interesting. Wayne Madsen, stay there, jamming a few final calls, the wild cards, on the other side. Stay with us. Transmission nearing completion.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive, the number 21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
All right, final segment. I should have gone to your calls earlier. Lewis, Patty, Trina, Catherine, Steve, many others holding. We'll try to get to all of you. Quick questions from them. Lewis in Texas, you're on the air with our guest.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I know you're short on time. I'll call back some other day. But I just wanted to tell them about this book. I had said it before by Mary Kay Baxter, Divine Revelation of Hell. I don't know if you've read it. Chapter 18 talks about the total enslavement. It's a prophecy given to her in a vision. But anyway,
I'm not familiar with it, but send it to me. Thank you. I appreciate the call. I said we're taking calls for our guests, but I guess the callers aren't going to honor that. Patty in New York, you're on the air, Patty. Patty just dropped. Let's go to Trina in Colorado. Trina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to give you a call. I have two subjects for you. I've been a follower of yours for about 5 years. I have all your CDs, all your DVDs and everything. And I was just watching a thing about it was on Bill O'Reilly, and it was Ron Paul. He was on the show doing Freemason handshakes, and this YouTube thing was just showing a lot about Ron Paul.
All right, ma'am, I appreciate your call, and we're out of time. You can call me back tomorrow about that. You know, if you watch enough videos of me shaking hands, sometimes you'll see me grab somebody over the hand. Ron Paul is not a Mason, but in South Texas in politics, I think there's a photo of him speaking at a lodge. A lot of people rent those out. It's about his principles and the fruit he has borne and auditing the Fed. And most people who are Masons are not higher level and not involved in anything evil. But you notice why I don't take a lot of calls, because I got Wayne Madsen on about all these subjects, and I said calls for Wayne Madsen, and it's always all over the map. So I guess we'll have days where we just open the phones up to anything, but I guess I can't take calls with guests because my audience has gotten so conditioned to do whatever they want that they won't even ever talk to my guest. But I guess I'll ask Wayne Madsen about Ron Paul being a secret agent of the Masons. Any comments, Wayne?
Well, I mean, up in this town in D.C., you have to go to all kinds of groups to, first of all, fundraising, so you don't know where you're going to wind up and who you're talking to. So, if anybody winds up in a Masonic hall or a Jehovah Witness place, whatever, it doesn't really matter. It's really how they vote in Congress and not where they're conducting these fundraisers. That's actually all done by their campaign staffs anyway, so they have very little input into that, but it's where they're coming from in committee, in subcommittee, and how they vote.
You got to judge a tree by its fruit. It's in Ron Paul's solid gold. Wayne, I look forward to talking to you soon. I'm going to call you if it's okay in about 10 minutes after show to talk about some other stuff with you. Okay, bro.
Super. Okay.
WayneMadsenReport.com. Be sure and support him, folks. He does a lot of great work. Thank you, Wayne. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have time to get all these calls, but you can call me tomorrow, Kathleen, Steve, Mark, and others. Look, I've seen some of the videos saying bad things about Ron Paul, and I know he has really bad arthritis, has had a lot of stuff. People have slowed down enough videos of me waving my hands in the air, and they've gotten me, doing, this. It's insane. It's totally insane. People say my MySpace, because it has like a ring of stars, like a dollar bill with me in it, some satanic interdimensional reptoid portal. Look, I'll tell you this. I'm a Christian. I'm fighting the New World Order. I know Ron Paul is a hardworking, good Christian man. I know some of his family, and I know his fruits are what matter. We got bigger problems to deal with instead of just imagining things where they're not there. I mean, we've had banks that have stolen $14-plus trillion from us in 8 months, 7 months. Let's do something about that. But take Ron Paul having to run around and fundraise all day instead of fighting the New World Order. I'm the same way, having to try to make money to get the word out all day. Support us. Donate to the Money Bomb. Buy the box, the books and videos at InfoWars.com. We need your support. God bless you all. Good job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.